New home ownership can be a real eye-opener, but it's the perfect time to look into Homeowner 101 from the Home Depot. Free live streaming workshops taught by expert associates now at homedepot.com/workshops. You'll find indoor and outdoor workshops, even home systems workshops. Plus, you'll get the know-how you need to care for your biggest investment. Master the basics at Homeowner 101, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Register now at homedepot.com/workshops.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance on this 28th day of April 2022. And boy, do we have a program for you tonight. So, here in the studio, now normally we keep them locked in a boiler room, but Craig let them out. And so right live in the studio, we got Radical Randy.
Be blessed, no stress, everybody. How are you?
She stutters and sputters and flutters about, and she is the studio marm, Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
And, of course, we have Craig on the board with the dials, with a smile, right?
Good evening.
Okay, there you go. Now, we have some special guests, and we have right here with us in here, Walter Skip Claypool.
Hello, everybody. How are you doing tonight?
Alrighty. And we have somebody much prettier than him and me, and that is Janet Porter.
So glad to be here with you here, Pastor.
We've got you here tonight, so we have a lot to cover tonight. And so we're looking to have also with us here tonight Christopher Rodriguez. So, Christopher, If you're listening, call in now. He got the times mixed up, right? And so he called in about a couple hours ago. So, but he's out there on the left coast, and so that's where he got it up. So, if you're out there listening, call in now. So, there you go. Right now, we're going to get started right here. Here's where we get started in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 23 reads this way: buy the truth and sell it not, also wisdom and instruction and understanding. And so I would think that's pretty good advice to get a hold of the truth. Purchase the truth.
Yeah, I think so too.
Okay. How, yes.
However, we're in a time when that isn't going to happen a lot.
Well, it's not going to happen if you invest your money on the mainstream media, huh?
That's exactly right.
But when people are sending their donations here, do we go out of the way to make sure that we bring in the truth, the whole truth, or nothing but the truth?
Absolutely. Yes, we do.
Okay, so that's what we're going to do. So, folks, there you go. Your donations help us to do exactly that. Now, I'm going to go over here to Proverbs 29 and read verse 2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. So what do you think people are doing in America today? Are they rejoicing or are they mourning?
One big funeral.
Mourning.
Things don't look too good, do they?
No.
Now, I want to take you over here. We'll ask Walter Skip Claypool, because he's on his computer. Hey, Walter, Skip Claypool, let me ask you this. People say that we have to keep our, we should keep our religion and our politics separate. So what says Walter Skip Claypool?
I don't even know how you do that. I mean, religion so, should be so much a part of you. It is not a separate of you. It is the way you live. It is your life. It is your lifestyle. It's baked into everything you do. I made a speech yesterday, and I said, God, family, and country. God is part of everything that I am. All of my values, my beliefs, all come from my understanding of God and pleasing God and making sure I'm doing the right things by God. So I don't know how anybody would even think about separating God from politics.
Folks, you hear out, you people out in Geauga County, he's running for county commissioner. Pay close attention because we have a lot to say tonight about that. Now, Jan Porter. And people say you need to keep your faith and your politics separate. What says Jan Porter?
It's really realizing that God is Lord of all, or he's not Lord at all. I remember I was debating a liberal professor, a feminist, and an atheist one time on public television. And they said to me, you know, couldn't you just agree with these guys to keep God out of the public square? And my response was this. I said, one of the benefits, it seems to me that one of the benefits of being God is you get to go wherever you want. And we as his people have our freedom to communicate the truth wherever that is. We don't check our freedom when we walk on the public park or through the doors of the public school. No, those God-given, constitutionally enforced rights are enacted everywhere, and that's part of the Great Commission. We're to go and make disciples, not just within the four walls of our church, but throughout this earth. And so, I think it's pretty clear. I think you have a pretty good idea of how I see it. That we're supposed to be salt and light in this dark and decaying culture. And the Bible says, if you're not, then you're good for nothing. You might as well be trampled underfoot. That's not a good place to be. That's not where I want to be.
Absolutely right. Now, you just mentioned the greatest example of that, to verify that. If you go to God's Word, the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation, every prophet, every priest, every preacher, every man and woman of God, their faith and their politics were inseparable. They were one Sure. of the same. And we see that especially like with Daniel, how that came across. But no one ensued that more than the Lord Jesus himself. They were one of the same, the faith and the politics. And that's the way it's supposed to be with us, isn't it? Okay, so I'll ask both of you two right now. People out there say today, well, you know, I know I feel this way, but I'm going to vote for this person. Even though they're not perfect, even though they might be pro-abortion, but I'm going to vote for this person. I don't feel that I'm doing anything wrong. Let's see what God's Word, the Bible, says about that. Is it a sin to vote for a wicked person? Well, let's go to Proverbs 24, and we start with verse 21. My son, fear thou the Lord and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change. Remember Obama, hope and change, right? For their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of them both. These things also belong to the wise. It is not good to have respect of persons in judgment. He that saith unto the wicked, thou art righteous, him shall the people curse, and nations shall abhor him. But to them that rebuke him shall be a delight, and a good blessing shall come upon them. Every man shall kiss his lips that giveth the right answer. So, over the years, I've had people call and say, well, you know, I can understand how you feel that you know, because of how they vote and their stand. They're pro-abortion, pro-homosexual. And I understand that. But you should give them the honor of the office. The Bible says that if you do that, or I just read it to you, you ought to be cursed. Right?
That's right.
And
yes.
So now here, if we jump over very quickly to Proverbs 17 and read verse 15, we read this. He that justifieth, listen, he that justifieth the wicked, and he that condemneth the just, even they are both an abomination to the Lord. An abomination is not a good thing, is it?
That's exactly right. An abomination is just that, it's abhorrible.
Right.
You know, the problem, do you mind if I join in here?
No, Pastor? You're here. Jump in.
You know, the problem is our world doesn't understand abomination. It's a word has lost meaning because we're so surrounded by abomination that, you know, how do you differentiate? I mean, when we start teaching sexuality to young kids, 5 and 6 year old, that's an abomination. That is a sin beyond which I can't even get my head around.
Do you know what one of the early Hebrew definitions of that word abomination is? It's the stench of rotting flesh in the nostrils of a holy God. Can that be a good thing? Think about that. Do you ever smell rotting flesh? I've smelled rotting flesh. It's not good. It's a horrible thing. And that's what God calls same-sex marriage. He calls it an abomination. That's what God calls abortion. He calls it an abomination. And so here are these people, and, you know, to have Joe Biden talk about his faith. Oh my gosh. You're talking about an abomination. You know.
What does the Bible say about leaders who lead their flock astray?
Well, it says that their damnation will be the greater. Now, they use a stronger term than condemnation. Damnation is a stronger term. And the Lord Jesus says there's different degrees of punishment, and their damnation would be the greatest. Okay, Jan, we're going to start with you, and Christopher Rodriguez is not with us, so hopefully he will make it in tonight. But go ahead and tell the folks out there, you're running in the 13th Congressional District, and I cannot wait, because I got a feeling this time we're going to win, we're going to go all the way. And I can't wait to see you get to D.C. because you are feisty, and you've got us. You're not gonna put up with. I've watched over the years put up with these feminists, and I got a feeling that when you get to D.C., old AOC is in for a real treat. What do you think?
I can't wait to take on the squad, but I can't wait to take on the rhinos. As you know. In the last decade, we've been fighting rhinos and running candidates against them. As you know, I ran against the Senate president, not a popular move. But I gotten more than battle scars in the last several years. I've learned some lessons, and I've got some strategies that I believe that can help maneuver through the minefield to get through the obstacles that are standing in the way of everything we want to do. You know what? There's a reason why. Every time the Republicans take the control of Congress, that we never get the things they promise. They tell us every single time they're going to defund Planned Parenthood. Have they ever done it? No. They say we're going to repeal Obamacare. We're going to stop the steal and bring voter integrity. Do they ever do it? No. But the reason why is not so much the Marxists on the left. It's the rhinos on the right. And so I've got a plan. I've spelled it out on my website, JanetFolgerPorter.com. The Folger is in there. A lot of people remember me back when we passed a lot of the laws that are on the books, the parental consent, the right to know, fetal homicide, even the nation's first ban on partial birth abortion. But at the end of the day, regulating around the edges of abortion didn't get us to the finish line. What we needed to do was more. And so when God gave me the idea for the heartbeat bill 12 years ago, we introduced it in Ohio, as you know, because you were there, Pastor, every step of the way. And I remember being told by many people, the establishment, the rhinos in the Senate in particular, who said it was impossible. Well, guess what? What was once impossible is now inevitable. We have now seen heartbeat laws passed in 14 states. I had the privilege of recruiting the sponsor of the Texas Heartbeat Bill, helped to draft that legislation that now protects, right now, not currently, not one day in the sweet by and by, but right now, that bill is protecting 9 out of 10 babies, 40,000 children a year. That's a stadium full of innocent lives that will be saved by the most protective bill in the nation called a heartbeat bill. And so here's what I've learned. If we can end abortion, as we just did in the state of Texas, now passed in Idaho, a version of it from conception with the Texas remedy in the state of Oklahoma, we're going to see our country being taken back. And why? Well, I think that what we've learned and what I've learned in this battle is that they've band together. They created a group when they passed the heartbeat bill in South Carolina. They did the same thing in Arkansas. And they said, if you guys want your precious bills to come through, if you want your precious budget, then you'll bring Heartbeat to the floor for a vote. And that's what they did in those two states. They've done it in the legislature in the state of Ohio. It wouldn't have cost me a decade of my life. But I want to know this. I can see that what happens is if all the political pundits are right, that there's going to be a tsunami red wave coming in, well, then guess what? Then we can band together with those freshmen before the hooks are put in them from the deals and the payoffs and the perks from the swamp. Before they're dragged into the swamp, when these well-meaning people still mean well, we can get them to join together and say we want not just the federal heartbeat bill, but we want to abolish the Department of Education. We want to remove funds from states that teach critical race theory, that groom our children, and that teach obscenity, or the 1619 Project, Marxism. We're going to take the money away from you. In the same way, we don't want to fund voter fraud anymore. In the America First contract that's there at the website, the JanetFolgerPorter.com site, you can read it. We're going to make sure that no more are we going to be funding states that don't even require the bare minimum of a photo ID to vote. You know, like you need to get on an airplane or like you need to borrow a library book. We're going to make sure that we're going to take those funds and put it into states that have paper ballots, watermarks, sequential paper ballots, those that don't have the mail-in invitation to voter fraud, those that have voting days a day instead of a voting month. So we're going to rein in the voter crime that's happening right now. We're going to return our children to the reading, the writing, the arithmetic. That's one thing we can do with the power of the purse. And I'm telling you, if we band together as a group, we're going to be able to go into that Congress, and they're not going to know what hit them, because we're going to make sure our first vote that we cast is for the leadership, for the Speaker of the House, that will abide by these principles. And these principles are not for sale, not for a committee assignment, not for a chairmanship, not for any perk or payoff you want to give us. And we're going to sign the dotted line, and I'm going to see how many on the team that we can build, because that's the first thing I want to do beginning on Wednesday, just after the voting, the primary vote on Tuesday. I'm going to start assembling a team on Wednesday, and we're going to be ready to elect the right speaker who will let these bills come to the floor, and we're going to turn the tide. We're going to right this ship, instead of just pass watered down versions of what we really want to do.
All right, we need to get rid of McCarthy. We need to get rid of McConnell. I mean, we need to replace these people, these rhinos, folks. And this is what's killing us. Look, if we take a look at the blame, where you can lay the blame on what took place on the stealing of the election. That election was flat outright stolen. And if you look at who's really responsible? Look, the Bible says that a dog returns to his vomit and a sow to her mire. Now, what does that mean? That means we can expect a Democrat to do what Democrats do, right? We can expect them. That's why they're Democrats. Now, but the rhinos are the ones that sold us out. We got, when Mike Pence got up there and when he said, I'm going to certify that by the Constitution. No, he has the obligation and the duty when there was known corruption, when you had all these people standing right in front of him with the evidence standing right there. He should have said, look, 10 days, I'm going to take 10 days and look into this before I certify this. He had the obligation to do that, the responsibility to do that. No, he didn't. He sold us. All of those people that should have stood with him that didn't, you know. And I was really, Jan, I was really, really disappointed in Tom Cotton and Marsha Blackburn. I thought that they would stand. And I tell you, they lost a lot of stock with me when they refused to stand up. Josh Hawley and Cruz and the others that did stand, and especially Jim Jordan. You know, Jim Jordan, I'm going to tell you, he's a treasure we have. And I think you're going to be a female version of Jim Jordan.
Well, I'll tell you that there's no statute of limitations on crime, all right? So there's some people right now, like the leadership in the legislature in Wisconsin, that said, you know what, we found voter fraud, but there's nothing we can do. Let me ask you something. Pastor, just for imagine for a moment that you bought a new car a year and a half ago, all right? And let's say we found out that car was stolen. And the guests that are in your studio right now, they were witnesses. They saw it. There it was being stolen from the parking lot. We've got it on a surveillance camera. We've got witnesses. We've got all kinds of evidence to show that we know who stole your car. But what if they said to you, but you know what? There's nothing we can do. Because, you know, they've been driving your car for a year and a half now, and they're used to it, and they kind of like it. And we'd like you to keep making car payments on your stolen car. You know what? There's no way you'd let that happen. And the question that I would ask, if you wouldn't let it happen to a car, why would we let it happen with our country? You know what? If an election was stolen, we have an obligation to get to the bottom of it. Instead of having hearings in states and committees where no one's watching, let's put the evidence out in a congressional select committee where we put it all out on C-SPAN, and we put the evidence together, and we make the recommendation, whether it's to the Attorney General under a new Trump administration or whether it's to the courts. However we do it, all I know is I'm not giving up on our country, and I'm not conceding, and I'm not gonna let someone who stole our country keep it just because time's gone by. In the same way I wouldn't let somebody keep my stolen car, I'd take them to court, and I'd bring justice. And that's what we need to do regarding the 2020 election.
Absolutely. Now, you know, Biden forms a disinformation board. He wants to go after critics, okay? People that are putting out disinformation because Joe Biden has says, and I'm reading you from articles here from Christina Lila, the big guy, Joe Biden, said, I got into politics because I think the greatest sin anyone can commit is the abuse of power. And so can you believe that? That's our Joey Biden, okay?
I'll tell you what's happening, Pastor, is right now they're trying to have a state-run media, all right? They want it to be Russia, and they're all afraid. Why? Because Elon Musk wants to bring freedom of speech to Twitter. What a travesty for them, because they won't be able to censor and shadow ban us and block us out from communicating. Guess what? We've got to stop this. And one of the things I want to do in this contract, the America First contract, is to rein in the censors on the Internet. And one of the ways we want to do that is to remove their Section 230 privileges, and then we go after them for voter fraud and for collusion. Because what's happening is Mark Zuckerberg, as you know, gave $417 million to influence the elections. That needs to be investigated, and justice needs to be served.
Well, Markey says he's not going to invest any money in trying to throw this election. He's waiting for the presidential election before he puts his money into it. But, okay,
sure.
We're coming up to a break. Now, you've heard of Agenda 2030, right? And here in Ohio, we have what you call NOAACA, and that is the Ohio version of Agenda 2030. It used to be called Agenda 21. And basically it's about taking away our freedoms, taking away our property. And now nobody knows more about the NOAACA and here in Ohio than Skip Walter Claypool, who's running for county commissioner in Geauga County. And so when we come back, you stay right there, Jan, because I want, but very quickly before we go to a break, tell the folks where 13th Congressional District, where it covers.
Sure. It's all of Summit County and northwestern Stark County. So it's Akron, greater Akron, Canton area. It's a little sliver of Portage County, a little bit western portion of Kent, the city of Kent in Portage County. And so you can find out more when you go to JanetFolgerPorter.com. One more thing, though, Pastor. So few people come out in the primary election that it's just you and your family and your church could swing this thing. I mean, there's seven candidates in my open seat that one church could turn the whole thing around. And so I just want to encourage you, get the word out, especially if you live in Summit, if you live in Stark County. We really need you to communicate to your friends, because every vote is going to count. This is a critical election, because without this primary, we're going to be just having to take whatever comes. We can make the decisions to pick the righteous, godly, pro-life, pro-family candidates now, rather than wait to the fall and get the rhinos that are on the ticket. So every vote's going to count. We need them all, and it's this 5 days away, this Tuesday, and you can find out more at JanetFolgerPorter.com. If you want to help us out, we need some folks to come out to work the polls, folks to make some calls, and some folks to help and to pray. So I sure appreciate it, Pastor. I appreciate all you're doing, and 5 days, we have a shot to take the lessons I've learned and the battles I've fought to abortion at the federal level for every child whose heartbeat can be heard. But we're going to take our country back because I believe God's given me the strategy to do it, just like he did 12 years ago on how to end abortion for 40,000 lives in the state of Texas and for others as other states are passing these. It's the 30 states have introduced it, and the end of abortion has begun. And so I just want to say, take hope. We can get our country back as well.
Our church is talking about moving just so that we can vote for you.
That'd be great.
All right, there you go. All right, listen, Jan, I'll definitely remember come November.
Remember me, you're taking all my money. Remember me, you gave my job away. Just a number who's white and straight and doesn't qualify for foreign aid. Remember me, I helped you get elected, but you haven't done one thing you said you'd do. Well, even though you'd rather not remember me, I'll remember you. Remember me, I serve my country proudly. Remember me, I love the USA. Remember me, or am I just some bumpkin who you didn't think would notice the bounce checks and midnight raids? Remember me, I wrote you all those letters, thinking that you cared what I thought too. Well, even though you often just forget to remember, I'll remember you. I'll remember.
I'll remember.
In November.
In November.
As I step into the little booth, I'll remember.
All righty, there you go. We will remember in November. And this election is very, very critical, folks. Right now, the opposition, Joe Obama, Biden, is, and the Biden crime cartel, they're doing everything they can as quickly as they can to reduce America to third world status. They want to turn us into Venezuela or North Korea. Now, here's what's going to happen down around the Cincinnati area. In fact, it's down there at 1488 Johnsonville, Brookville Road in Brookville, Ohio, coming up this Saturday. This coming Saturday, you're going to have all Patriot Candidates Night. It's an all Patriot Candidates Night running for office. All the candidates that are running for office in Ohio, They're asking you to come down, put your heads together. If you need signatures, if you need exposure, support, prayer. Now, it's time for unity prayer and a shaking of heaven, calling out, now calling all. You can expect to see Ron Hood, Blystone, Renacy, and independent Neil Peterson and supporters together all come together ahead of the 3rd May primary. So they're going to be down there giving their speeches, folks. This is very, very important, very, very important election because, look, we're facing in this country right now, we're a nation. The Bible says all nations that are forgetting God are turning to hell. We're standing in the shadow of a holy and an angry God. Our sewers have run red from coast to coast with the blood of our innocent. And that blood has cried out and bore testimony against America. And right now, folks, you're facing right now one of the harshest punishments. The harshest punishment that God brought upon any nation was for killing his children. And you know what that was? It was starvation and cannibalism.
That's right.
Right now, America, people don't know it. And we've been telling you and telling you and telling you and telling you. Now, they've knocked down. We had some clips we were going to play to you about the food shortages. There's going to be tremendous food shortages. This is being created right now by the Biden crime cartel, along with what has taken place here at our borders. You're bringing in, look, I'm going to ask Skip Walter Claypool if he knows the answer. Hey, Skip Walter Claypool.
Yes, sir.
When a nation is invaded by foreigners, when they invade the nation, the definition of that invasion is an act of?
Sedition.
Sedition. War. It's an act of war.
Yeah, that too.
That's what's happening right now. And so, folks, we've got to. Now, in order to get that, we've got to get our Congress back, right?
Absolutely.
But it starts.
And it is so tough. I mean, when Jane gets in there, she's got a lot of work to do.
She's got to have a lot of work, but she's feisty. I've known her for a long time, and she's ready to roll. Now, we got to start at the county level, Jan, well, we're going to be talking about, because all of this has to do with what's taking place in Ohio, and this fellow in here that's with us in here tonight, Skip Walter Claypool, he has been one who, more than anyone I know, who has been bringing NOACA to the forefront. It's happening here. These are bureaucrats that work in the shadows. Well, tell them about NOACA, Skip.
Well, you had mentioned earlier that they're connected to Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. And, Jan, when you get to, I don't know how much you know about them or a lot of these federal programs, we've got to start ending federal intrusion into our states. We've got a 10th Amendment that says the federal government's limited to 33 enumerated rights. And NOACA is an MPO, Metropolitan Planning Organization. It was the nose of the camel under the tent. And through NOACA, which is supposed to be planning roads and bridges, they're now working on all these other things. They're doing water quality, air quality. You control somebody's infrastructure. You control their air quality, their water quality. And now they're doing economic development. Along with economic development comes control of your energy systems, control of your sewers, septic systems. There's all this stuff baked into an economic development mechanism, and it's all federal control. The CED, it's called CED, Community Economic Development Organization, started up by the Biden administration, is now becoming part of NOACA. So this planning organization, which started in the 1960s, is now expanding its scope to where it is literally trying to take over northeastern Ohio. So the Department of Transportation, HUD, all federal programs, NOACA, which is a federally mandated program, are being directed by their agents in the federal government on how to slowly boil the frog and take us all over and churn Geauga County. And I am fighting like the Dickens to make sure this is not going to happen, to churn us blue. They hate this red jewel that we got in Geauga County, very conservative county, but they're working as hard as they can to get federal control in there so that we can bring more equity and more, you know, diversity, whatever that means, into the community.
Well, just so, like we're talking about January 6th, what Jan was talking about the rhinos. You're absolutely right. It's the rhinos. We have some rhinos running, and we've got some rhinos right out there in Geauga County, don't we?
Yeah, well, my opponent was a lifelong Democrat. Jim Dvorak, a lifelong Democrat, and ran as a Democrat for county commission in 2012. He lost. And the Republican chairman of the party, Nancy MacArthur, decided to reach out to Jim Dvorak because she didn't like me and how conservative I was, and run a Democrat against me. So he can change parties to become a Republican, a Rhino Republican, recruited by another Rhino Republican, and unfortunately he won. 1,000 Democrats crossed over, pulled a Republican ballot, and a number of other things happened in the process, and he ended up winning that election by a very narrow margin. And so I've come back to get another shot at it because I can't take this Rhino in there. He's making all these liberal decisions, which is, you know, going to lead our – thank God we got two conservative Republicans in there keeping as a stopgap measure. But they could certainly get a lot more done if they had another conservative partner at the table with them. So,
well, I've seen you have been where it comes to saving the taxpayers' dollars. I mean, you have come up with a program after program to do that. But it's for example, you know, they're talking about our roads and bridges. I got to tell you, we got some bad roads out in John County. There's some big.
Yeah, and then the ironic thing about it is for everybody who's out there listening to this radio program in Geauga County, 99.9% of the roads, 99.99% of the roads are taken care of by our local levies, by all of the local tax dollars that we get. The money that comes back, would be coming back from NUAC if we got any, we're getting nothing back, would take care of only federalized roads. They're only supposed to be doing federalized roads. But forget what they're supposed to be doing, the roads. They're really doing all, trying to do all this other stuff to change our communities, to change our culture. But Geauga County pays in about $10 million a year. That's the 18.5 cents gallon per gallon gas tax that we pay. That amounts to about $10 million a year that we, Geauga County, pays. That goes to the federal government. They skim off their piece. It goes back to the state of Ohio. They skim off their piece. What the remainder goes to these metropolitan planning organizations who are supposed to give it back to the communities that contributed it, and Geauga gets nothing back. It's all wasted in Cleveland and Cuyahoga County, and I'm telling you, it is wasted. They've got all these goofy programs. The rideshare program and the beautification program and all this other kind of stuff that's not even roads and bridges. They just pee the money away on all these other programs.
Well, we see Jug Transit driving around with one person on it. Okay, I don't know what that costs us, but I do know, folks, that and Jan out there, you know, we got some potholes, and that money that was supposed to be going towards fixing the roads, a lot of it went to a bike path, a really nice bike path, okay? And that's nice for the people that want to ride the bike path. But roads, the money that's supposed to go to the highway should go to the highway, right?
I would think so. But, I mean, here's part of the problem. The lady who's the current director came in and changed the rules. She changed how the game's played. And she based it on a set of criteria that's all race-based. So, of course, Geauga County is at a disadvantage there because we don't have a lot of minorities. Not that we would welcome them into Geauga County. They're choosing not to come.
Would you take Randy in if he was to come?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, if there's a home coming up in my neighborhood, I'd welcome you to the
You know, it's funny that you said that because I live in South Euclid, mm-hmm. and what's interesting is that they're putting in bike paths mm-hmm. that nobody wants.
Yeah, nobody wants a bike path.
Because we'd rather have the car paths. Nobody's riding bikes. Not like that. And plus, we have the Euclid Creek Reservoir there, and we've got a number of bike paths that are really scenic and nice. And where they're putting them at now are in places where nobody wants them. And when I go home tonight, as a matter of fact, I'm going to look and see how they're funded now.
Well, that's right. You should do that. And I'll tell you, this is the goofy thing. For anybody who doesn't know, Randy happens to be a black guy. And so the decision process that they're making, they're putting it into a bike path because they say, you know, only wealthy people get to drive a car. And so we want to put in a bike path so we can take care of all the poor people who can ride a bike to work. Do you want to ride a bike to work in the wintertime?
Especially not in northeastern Ohio during half of the year.
Oh, you know, I've seen those guys riding the bikes, and I watch them when they ride their bike back to their BMWs and their Lexus. Yeah.
The thinking in NUAC is just so stinking thinking. I can't hardly even tolerate it. But it's with intent, and the intent is a design that comes from the federal government, and the federal government is being steered to some degree by the United Nations 2030 program. And that program, if you read it, it's easy to read. You go out and you Google it. It's available. They're going to end poverty.
And that comes from the World Economic—
What does the Bible say about poverty, Pastor?
Well, yeah,
it's always going to be with us, right?
Absolutely.
And so poverty will always be with us. And yet the United Nations thinks they're going to end poverty in the world.
Yeah, but see, Klaus Schwab said he's going to end poverty this way. He's going to take everything that we have away from us so we won't have anything to lose. He says we're going to own nothing, going to take all our rights, and we're going to be happy owning nothing and having nothing.
Right. I mean, they're going to end. I'm reading 2030 here. It says we're going to end. We're going to have zero hunger. I don't know. I came out here and I was pretty hungry. I don't know how they end hunger.
I gave you a couple bottles of water.
Well, you see, here's
right. You did.
Here's how you do
that.
I mean,
the stupidity of some of these programs, and it's just excuses. It's just ways for them to make up this liberal ideology so that they can base decisions to change to a utopia that I don't even know what they're trying to get to.
Well,
it's
let me
about
tell you
power
about,
and control. It's about getting your money.
About their mindset. Jan, are you still there with us? Hey, Jan, are you there? Did we lose her?
I am. I'm still here listening. It's very, very good.
Okay, here. Now, you remember a guy named Jacques Cousteau?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Yes. I do.
Now, Jacques Cousteau, he had the plan to solve world hunger. I heard him say it. He said, when it comes to world hunger, okay, the wilderness, the wildlife gives you the answer. In the wilderness, the strong eat the weak. He said human beings are a great source of protein. And in order to solve world hunger, all we have to do is eat the poor and the weak, okay? Now that, if you don't think that's not a mindset of the Democratic Communist Party, they would. I mean, there's nothing that I can't think of anything that is too ungodly, too sinful, too wicked, too evil for them not to do. Can you?
No. And you know, some of the other NOAACA programs, which is just crazy, is it's a stated goal. They want to get rid of cars. They don't like cars. One of the steps in getting rid of cars generally is to put you into an electric car. I don't know about you, but electric cars don't go the distance I want them to go. I tend to get out on the highway
and you can't exactly refuel them anywhere either.
Yeah, well, it's tough to find a place to plug them in. You got to take them home. And by the way, you know what it costs to recharge a Tesla?
I don't know.
Yeah. And so everybody thinks, well, it's free to recharge it. Don't you? Isn't that what you hear?
Well, that's
if you
what you
own
hear.
An electric car, it doesn't cost you anything, right?
But that's not true.
No, it's ridiculous. So there is a – you get charged for the electricity when you plug that sucker in at home. And so it charged $18 to charge up a Tesla. And so that ain't free. It's not as much as the $70, which Biden has jacked up the gas price at doggone high right now. It cost me $70 to fill up my truck. But some other goofy decisions, they want to get rid of cars. They want to put you in a bicycle. They want to put you in transit. Transit doesn't work real good in Geauga County,
but that's
their objective.
Isn't it true that, like, if we go all the way down to decharging everything, ultimately something that runs by gasoline has to charge up the charger to charge up the electric charger.
Well, ultimately you have to use some dependable fuel source to generate electricity.
Exactly.
Is a windmill dependable? Have you seen the windmills run at 100% of the time? No. They generate like maybe 1% or 2% of the power. You know, and same thing with solar panels. Solar panels don't have the capacity to backfill for the nuclear power plant that we have over in Lake Erie or the coal-fired power plants that we're shutting down. The liberals would have us, you know, eating grass and walking to work every day.
Well, so, you're right, but you see, they're not against cars. They're against us owning cars, not for them. You see, they're against us owning jet planes, but we see Mr. Kerry and others flying across the country. So the hypocrisy amongst the so-called Democratic Communist Party is amazing. It's absolutely astonishing. And so that's what they're against. In fact, under NOAACA or under Agenda 20, I've gone on their website. What they literally want to do, Jan, is they want to expand the city limits of all your major cities out 10 miles in a complete circle. What they want to do is they want to build buildings. They want to move everybody from the countryside into the city. Everybody into the cities. They want to build buildings 33 stories high. 33 stories high. There's something significant about that number. And they want to move on the first two floors all of your shopping centers, your doctor's offices, your business and that. And then the rest of us, they want us to be put into these apartments. And then in order for us to go out into the countryside, we have to get a pass. We have to get permission. The countryside is supposed to stay pristine and clean for the elite. Some of the other things, too, what they want to do, and one of the ways, Jen, that they do this stuff is, like Skip, they'll send somebody from the EPA will come out to your farm, right? You got a little farm out there, and they'll find all kinds of violations. I mean, way too many violations. And they'll tell you, you can never afford to fix all of these things, but here's what we'll do. We'll fix it for you. But if you want to dig up a little pond, you got to get our permission. If you want to plant some crops, we'll tell you what you can and can't plant. If you want to raise some animals, you got to get our permission, and we'll tell you what you can and cannot raise. And then if you should die, unless you have a relative, if you have a relative, you can give it to the relative for one generation. If not, then you have to sign it over to the Park District. This is what they're telling you on some of their websites.
Oh, it's nuts. I'm looking at their website right now, and one of the comments on the website is they want to create an equitable transportation system. What is equitable transportation system? I mean, what does that mean? I'm not even sure what that means. And so it's equal for everybody, but they're going to lower the standard.
Equitable is not equal.
No, that's right.
And
exactly
that's
right.
One of the words
they're
they dance
take
around.
From some of us to give to others,
others
of
that's
us.
That's correct.
And what's going to happen is it lowers the standard. So everybody that had a higher standard of living is going to have a lower standard of living.
Exactly. But you're all going to be equally destitute.
But you're going to be, oh, that's right, equally destitute.
Equally destitute.
And by the way, just as a little shameless plug for myself, I'm a very conservative guy. My opponent is a very liberal guy.
I know
that. So if you live in Geauga County and you don't want your life changed by organizations like NOAC, and it's only one. There's a number of organizations that are trying to make changes right now in Geauga County's culture. Then you really need to vote for me because there is nobody else, nobody, that is standing up and fighting these guys like I am. And
well,
the pastor knows that, right?
I know that to be true because I've known you for years and you have – you have fought against NOAACA, the Agenda 2030 people, more than anybody I know. You've exposed more of it. We've had you on this program 100 times talking about it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So there you go, folks out there in Geauga County. When it comes to looking for a county commissioner, we need to send Skip back. He can save us some of our hard-earned tax dollars. Meanwhile,
and by the way, I'm going to get some of those tax dollars back because I got a plan. Right now, we pay out $10 million to NOAACA. We don't get anything back. I've got a plan, if we can talk Lake County into it, where we'll get $7 million back between us, Lake County and Geauga County. So we'll take that off of the table for NOAACA, and we'll get it back, and we'll be in control of that money. So we'll determine how we spend that money. I just got to get elected so I can make that happen.
All righty. There you go. And folks, listen, let me tell you something. Because we don't have the people on the board like they do out in Cuyahoga County, so all of our money goes to them. We don't get it back, okay? And, folks, NOAACA, again, is there. These are shadowy, very shadowy people out there working underneath, behind the scenes, and their intentions are not good. And so, Jan, you just got, now you're looking at on the federal level, you just got a good dose of what's happening on the local, and that's what we have to do. We got to take back our county sheriffs, one by one across this country. Skip, in November. Go ahead, Jen.
I was just going to say, if I live in Geauga County, I'd definitely be voting for you, Skip. And I one question I had, and you know, I've heard you talk about this before, and I'm looking for solutions. And I know you're fighting at the local level. Is there anything that we can do? Like, if I get in Congress, what course of action would you recommend?
Yes, absolutely. And I was like, thank you for bringing that up. You must have been reading my mind. Actually, at the state level, and I have reached out to our state representatives a number of times, but per your earlier conversation, they lack the spine to actually do something. Too many of our elected officials are like amoebas. They go down to the state house in Columbus, or they go to Washington, D.C., and they go there with a fire in their belly, and for some reason they get brainwashed on the way. I'm not sure what happens. They must have put them through some process where they turn them into pod people. But
payoffs so, and perks.
Yeah, I well, not only that, but it's not. It is the structure down in Washington and in Columbus. You don't get committee assignments. You don't get funded or supported when you're running. There's all of these pressures they put on people. We got to end that. We got to stop that. People need to know about that. But per your question, we need to end MPOs. We do not need MPOs to plan our roads and bridges because they don't really plan anything. Our county engineers do all the planning. They just submit the plans to the MPO and then they control the dollars. It's all about control. It's the same thing with the Department of Education. The Department of Education is not constitutional and it's destroyed our education system. We have got to get rid of the Department of Education. So there's all these various departments that we need to start shutting down.
My item. I was just going to tell you that's part of my contract, my America First contract, is abolish the Department of Education. It's on there front and center.
Well, so do me a favor and put MPOs on that list because they are not needed. They're unconstitutional. They're not among the 33 enumerated rights in the Constitution, and they do a lot of harm to our state. At the very least, you need to put chains on them. They should not be able to expand their scope. If they're going to plan roads and bridges, they have to stick to roads and bridges. They shouldn't be into social engineering in our communities. They created a plan called 2050. Go look it up on your website. 2050 is all about changing culture. They don't hide this stuff. It's out there. People can see it. They've got another plan, 2030. 2030 is all about changing our communities, changing our culture. And so we've got to put chains on them so they can't get out there and start doing all these programs that are social engineering.
But real quick, would one of you explain what an NPO is? Because there are probably people that don't know.
It's a metropolitan planning organization. It was established in the 1960s for planning regionally for roads and bridges. So when you have different communities that are putting in roads and bridges, they cross a road across from one community into another one. Then they say, well, you need one organization that can plan that whole road that crosses over the communities. Seem to make sense. Oftentimes liberal programs, when they come up with them, they sound like they make sense. But the reality is county engineers work together all the time to connect those roads. They don't need this master planning organization that oversees any of that, and they don't do it anyway. And so it's an unnecessary thing, and we ought to be doing away with it. It cost us a ton of money, 20%, to manage the money that they divvy up. And so they got 20% overhead. That's ridiculous.
All right, very good. All right, we are coming up to a break. Jan, tell the folks out there again one more time what your area is. Jan Porter.
Sure. You've known me for many years. You call me Jan, but on the ballot, it'll be Janet Folger Porter. The website, janetfolgerporter.com. And I'm running for the 13th District. That's Akron, Canton, all of Summit County, the northern and western part of Stark County. I'm running to fight for liberty as hard as I fought for life. That's why I'm running. I believe God's given me a strategy, much like he gave me the idea for a heartbeat bill. But it's a strategy not just to end abortion. It's a strategy to take our country back. I can't wait to implement it. You can find out more on my America First contract at janetfolgerporter.com. And I hope you'll be a part of it. Even if you don't live in the district, you can pray for me. You can help. And maybe even come out to the polls. Just click us an email, and you can help us get the information out. Because I'll tell you what, when I get in there, we're going to affect a lot more than Summit and Stark County. We're going to affect the direction of our country. And if you don't believe what I say moving forward, take a look at what God's done through our efforts in the past. And so, and that's really the distinctive. Actions are what you believe.
Absolutely.
Is an empty slogan.
I have to say, Jan, I really appreciate all the work that you did on the heartbeat bill. You got to go.
Hang in there. We're coming up to a break. Now, we'll be back. But, Jan, stay there for just for a little while longer if you can, because we're going to hear from JFK. If he was alive today, he'd be a conservative.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.